And let's start with a prayer.
我们先来祷告。
Father, we thank you for giving us opportunity to gather before you.
主，谢谢你给我们这样机会在你面前一起敬拜。
Without your anointing, that we would not be able to speak your word and hear your word.
没有你的膏，我们就没法听，也没法讲你的道。
Therefore, we look up to you for this time.
因此，我们向你仰望。
May you bless us with your presence.
求你赐福，求你同在。
So we can hear you.
因此我们能听到你的话语。
And we can obey your words.
我们可以遵循你的道。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉你主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen. We just read a very familiar story about Peter walking.On the lake.
我们刚刚读了一段经文，就是有关彼得在海面行走的故事。
If you read carefully, you will realize that this story is right after Jesus feed 5,000.
如果你要仔细阅读的话，你会知道这个故事发生在耶稣喂饱五千人之后。
So right after Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000, and this is the story.
这个故事就是耶稣刚刚用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人之后的故事。
And these two stories are related.
这两个故事是相互有关联的。
In the book of Mark,
在马可福音里面
，and Jesus has explained why.This story happened.
耶稣曾经就是解释了这个故事为什么要有这个故事的发生。
Jesus said, because the disciples have not understood the story of the 5 loaves.
耶稣说，这是因为使徒尚未理解这个五饼二鱼的故事。
Therefore, Jesus have arranged another environment trying to teach.The same lessons.
因此呢，耶稣就安排了另外一个环境来给同样的教训。
Therefore, if we want to understand this story about winds and waves and stormy seas,
因此呢，我们要想理解这个风浪和海上的风暴
，we can link to the story.Of 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
我们必须与这个五饼二鱼的故事结合起来。
This is actually the Lord want to illustrate to disciple the matter of faith.
其实呢，主要想做的事就是让给这个使徒一个明显的证据。
We all thought that we understood very well this matter of faith.
我们呢，常常想到我们对信心，很理解什么叫信心。
But in reality, oftentimes we miss the essence of the faith.
事实上呢，我们常常对信心的内核，我们反而不是真正的了解。
So what is faith?
到底什么是信心呢？
Jesus often wants to use a picture of a story to illustrate truth.
那么耶稣呢，常常用一幅图画来怀着一个故事来证实一件事情。
So we can see in here there is a picture.
那么在这里呢，我们也看到一幅图画。
Jesus said that there is a mustard seed.
那么耶稣呢，就说，你可以看到一粒芥菜种子。
And there is a mountain.
另外呢，又有一座高山，大山。
Then this is a picture. Jesus wants us to understand what is faith.
这是一个什么样的图画呢？它就是要让我们了解什么是信心。
So on one hand, you see the big mountains.
那么一边呢是一座大山。
The mountain represents the challenges ahead of us.
那么就是这座山呢，就是对前面对我们的挑战。
The mountain represents the difficulty, the circumstances, the environment.
大山呢就代表了那么我们所要遇到的这环境当中的这个困难。
And on the other hand, there's a little mustard seed.
另外呢那就是一粒芥菜种子。
And mustard seed represents our faith.
那么芥菜种子代表了我们的信心。
Okay, there's a big difference.
这有很大的不同，这两样。
And the same picture can be found in this miracle of five loaves and two fishes.
那么同样的情景呢，也可以在五饼二鱼当中的故事当中得以显现。
Where's the mountain in that story?
那么我们的就是有这个大山，在我们这个在这个故事当中有一座大山。
The mountain is just 5,000 people.
那么这个大山呢，代表着五千人。
This 5,000 people need to be fed.
五千人需要喂饱。
Now where's the mustard seed?
那么什么是芥菜种子呢
？The mustard seed is that five loaves and two fishes.
芥菜种子就是五饼二鱼。
So what is faith?
那么到底什么是信心呢
？I think there's a word in the Bible that's very critical.
那么圣经当中啊有一句话很重要，很重要。
In Corinthians,
在格林多书里面
，it said we walk by faith and not by sight.
那么在格林多书里面，他说我们行走靠信心，
不凭眼见。
不凭眼见。
So what is faith? Faith is not by sight.
那么什么是信心呢？信心不是仅靠眼所能见的。
If according to our sight,
仅仅靠我们的眼所能看见的呢
？And this mustard seed and this mountain, it just can't compare.
信心就是芥菜种子和大山难以比拟。
If according to our sight, the five loaves and two fish cannot feed 5,000.
如果仅以我们所见的来对比的话，那么五饼二鱼和喂饱五千人无法对比。
Oftentimes, if we look at environment,
我们常常看我们周围的环境
，we actually lose our faith.
实际上，我们常常失去了这样的信心。
We look at our challenges ahead of us.
我们常常看我们前面即将遇到的挑战。
And we look our faith is getting smaller and smaller.
但实际上呢，我们的信心是越来越小。
But Bible told us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
What is faith?
什么是信心呢
？It's not by sight.
信心不是凭眼所能见的。
And often we have this idea.
我们常常有些主意。
We feel like the reason that we will not be able to overcome those difficulties.
我们常常感觉到我们不能克服一些困难。
Because we have too small a faith.
因为我们的信心太小了。
Our faith is like mustard seed.
我们的信心正如芥菜种子一样。
Because my faith is like mustard seed.
因为我们的信心太小，像芥菜种子那样。
Therefore, I cannot overcome this.The mountain of difficulty.
因此我们就无法战胜那么山一样大的困难。
So we have to increase our faith.
因此呢，我们事实上我们必须增加我们的信心。
Maybe I need to read the Bible more.
也许我们需要读更多的圣经。
Maybe I need to pray more.
也许我们需要做更多的祷告。
Maybe I need to come to meeting more.
也许我们要参加一些会议。
Maybe I need to be a better husband, a better wife.
也许我们需要做一个更好一点的丈夫或者妻子。
Maybe I need to do a better job in my workplace.
也许我们需要做更多的工作在职场上。
Then I feel like my faith is getting bigger and bigger.
如此，我们的信心才可以逐渐的加增。
Maybe one day my faith is bigger and bigger and almost like a mountain of faith.
也许终有一日，我们的信心将会逐渐增强，像山一样大。
And then this mountain of faith is going to overcome this mountain of problem.
肯定我们的当我们的信心如山那样高的时候，我们一定能够克服山一样大的困难。
But this is not what the Bible said.
这并非圣经所讲的。
The Bible says if we have a faith like mustard seed,
我们的信心即便是如芥菜种子那样大
，and we can ask this mountain to be moved from this place to that place.
我们就能讲山挪移，这正是圣经上所讲的。
And this is going to accomplish.
那么这样的挪移就能够实现。
Therefore, it's not matter of how big or how small our faith is.
因此呢，关键的问题不在于我们的信心多么大。
The issue is whether we exercise our faith.
问题是我们是不是来训练我们的信心。
Doesn't matter how big or how small our faith really is.
你的信心或大或小，
并不重要。
并不重要。
As a matter of fact, all of us only have very small faith.
实际上呢，我们每个人的信心都不大。
Our faith is all like mustard seed.
我们人的信心呢，基本上都是像芥菜种子一样。
But it's not. It doesn't really matter.
其实呢，这问题关系并不大。
The really important matter is whether we apply that faith in our environment.
最重要的是不是我们在实践当中应用我们的信心。
As long as we apply that faith.In an environment,
如果我们在我们周围的环境当中应用我们这信心的话呢
，Nothing is impossible.
没有不可能的事。
What is faith?
那么到底什么是信心呢
？Faith is not a state of our mind.
那么信心并非我们脑中所思所想的。
Faith is not our spiritual strength.
也并非我们的属灵的力量。
The faith always has an object.
那么信心呢，常常有一个主体。
Jesus never said, "Have faith."
那么耶稣呢，从来没说有信心。
Jesus always said, "Have faith in God."
耶稣时常讲要对神有信心。
Faith it comes from hearing.
信心呢，来自于听到。
And hearing.Came from the word of God.
听到呢，那当然就来自于神的话语。
We have understand that the only thing that is unchanging is the word of God.
我们必须晓得，世上唯一不变的就是神的话语。
Peter told us that the human are all like the grasses.
彼得告诉我们，就是人呢，就像草一样。
And all their glory is like the flowers.Of those grasses.
那么
荣耀就像草上的花。
荣耀这像草上的花。
那这个 the grass will withers and the flower will fall.
那么草即将枯萎，花也会凋零。
But the word of God stands forever.
但是神的话语则永久长存。
Only the word of God will stay forever.
只有神的话语才能永久长存。
And the faithMust have an object, and the object is the word of God.
信心呢一定要有主体，那么这个主体呢就是神的话语。
And the word of God is eternal fact.
神的话语是这个永生的现实。
Therefore, what is the faith?
那么这就牵涉到底什么是信心的问题。
Faith is hearing this eternal fact.
那么信心就是要听到那么永远长存的现实。
And therefore, then this faith, this word become our faith.
那么这样神的话语，这样这些事实即将就会成为我们的信心。
The Bible is filled with the word of God.
圣经是充满了神的话语。
In the Bible, there are words written by Moses, by David, by Daniel, by Ezekiel.
那么圣经上呢有圣经上有摩西的经文，有大卫的经文，有以赛亚的，也有以西结的。
Even this word was written thousands years ago.
尽管这些圣经是写于数千年之前
，but that is were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
他们则是来自于圣灵的启示。
These words are eternal facts.
这就是那么永远长存的事实。
Even we have little faith upon this word.
那么我们对这些话语，即便是有很信心那么一点点
，it will change our life.
也会使我们的生命得以改变。
And do you know how many?Promises in the Bible.
你知道圣经上有多少应许吗
？Someone has calculated how many promises in the Bible.
有人曾经计算过圣经上到底有多少应许
？There are about 8,000.
大概八千个应许。
There are 8,000.
八千个呀
？Promises.
八千个应许。
Well, in Corinthians, in Second Corinthians,
在哥林多后书里面
，Paul have.Sum up all those 8,000 promises in single sentence.
保罗呢，在哥林多后书用一句话就总结了这么八千多个应许。
Paul said, for no matter how many promises God had made, there are yeses in Christ.
那么保罗说呢，
神的应许不论有多少，在基督里面都是是的，也都是实在的。Right. And also in Hebrews 11:6,
在希伯来书第十一章第六节
，So anyone who comes to him must believe that he is.
那么在就是说在希伯来后希伯来书第十一章第六节，他就提到人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And in here, there's a very precious word about God is.
在这里有一个很宝贵的话语，那就是到底神是谁。
He didn't say God was.
他没有说神过去是谁。
He didn't say God has been.
他也没有说过去这一阶段神是谁。
But he said God is.
他说神到底是谁。
Do you remember that the story about Moses?
我想你们一定记得有关摩西的故事。
Remember that Moses saw this burning bushes in the wilderness?
那么摩西曾在旷野里面看到那么燃烧的荆棘。
And God spoke to Moses in that burning bushes?
神在燃烧的荆棘中向摩西说话。
And God warned Moses.To go back to Egypt.
那个时候，神要摩西回到埃及去。
And Moses asked the Lord.
摩西就问神说
，What is your name?
你的名是叫什么
？If I go to Egypt, if people of Israel ask me who sent you,
那么如果我回到埃及的话，那么以色列人问我，那么谁送你到这儿来的呢？谁差遣你到这儿来的呢
？What should I say?
我怎么说呢？
And God said, "I am that I am."
那么神说，我是自由拥有。
That means God said, "My name is I am."
那么也就是说，神说我的名字就是自由拥有。
So what does that mean?
这到底意味着什么呢
？When we are in an environment or we are in a challenging circumstances,
那我们当我们在一个挑战的饥饿的环境当中。
There is someone that's with us.
那么永远就都有一位与我们同在。
And his name is I am.
那么他的名字就是自由拥有。
或者是我是。So what does that mean?
那么我是什么意思呢
？This means he is whatever you need.
就是不管你需要什么。都会给你提供。
If you need a courage,
如果你需要勇气
，and God is your courage,
神就是你的勇气。
If you need peace,
如果你需要平安
，God is your peace,
神就是你内心的平安。
If you need wisdom,
如果你需要智慧
，and God is your wisdom,
神就赐给你智慧。
If you need power,
如果你需要力量。
God is your power.
神就是你的力量。
His name is I am.
他的名字就是我是。
And this I am is with us.
我是将与我们同在。
This is eternal facts.
这就是永久长存的事实。
This is the word of God.
这就是神的话语。
Our faith must have object.
我们的信心需要有主体。
And this object is the word of God.
这个主体就是神的话语。
So how do we exercise this faith?
我们如何来行使那么这个事实呢
？We have said it's not about the size of our faith.
我们曾经说这不是我们的眼所能见的。
Because nothing can be really smaller than mustard seed.
因为事实上呢，没有什么比芥菜种子更小了。
Mustard seed is the smallest seed you can find.
那么就是芥菜种子呢，是在种子当中是最小的。
But even that our faith as small as mustard seed, that's enough.
我们的信心即便是如此之小，也足够了。
The issue is whether we exercise this faith.
这就是我们要行使，是否是要行使这个信心。
We sometimes have wrong conceptions.
我们有时候有一个错觉。
We believe that our faith needs to be bigger.
我们认为我们的信心要大一些，比我们事实上大一些。
So our faith can solve the problem.
我们的信心呢就能够解决这些问题。
But actually, never has any faith that removes any mountain.
事实上呢，没从来没有信心来移动大山。
Maybe you say, well, didn't Bible say?The mustard seed of the faith will remove the mountain.
那么是你就会问了，那么圣经上不是说信心芥菜种子那样大的信心就能够将大山挪移吗？
Do not remember the song that we just sang. Talk about a woman touch the garment of Jesus.
我们不是讲在我们不是在诗中刚才唱到，那么女人的手一摸就能够治病吗
？And Jesus didn't Jesus say your faith?Hear you?
那么耶稣不是说你的信心救了你吗
Do we read in the Bible this Canaanite woman?
那么我们没有看到没有读到迦南人的这个女人的信心吗
She asked for help from Jesus.
她从耶稣要帮助要信心。
And Jesus said that the food cannot, we cannot feed the food to the dog.
那么就是耶稣说呢，我们不能够用食品来喂我们的食品来喂狗。
And but the woman said that even dog will eat the crumb from the table, right?
那么撒玛利亚女人呢，就说，那么即便是狗也会从主人那里就是说。从桌上掉下来的石渣也是狗还是要吃的。
And then Jesus said that, well, I have not seen any faith like this.
那么你们都知道，就是说耶稣曾说，我还从未见过这么大的信心的。
So look to us, we need a bigger faith.、Right?
对我们来说，我们是不是要有更大的信心呢
？But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，faith by itself.Never move the mountain.
信心本身不能使山挪移。
It is God that moved that mountain.
神这是挪山的那一位。
It's God that healed that woman.
神医治了那个女人。
It is God that healed this Canaanite woman's daughters.
神医治了撒玛利亚的女人的孩子。
It's not our faith can do those things.
不是信心本身能够做这些事。
It's about the God that we believe.
是我们所信的神来做了这些事。
It's the God that moved that mountain.
是我们信的神挪移了大山。
That's why a mustard seed, as small as mustard seed, can do impossible.
那么就是，这就是说，芥菜种大的信心就能够使无事不成。
Even though our faith is small,
即便我们的信心很小
，but the God we trust is big.
但是我们所信的神这是大的。
And God can do those wonderful things.
那么伟大的神能够做那这些奇妙的事。
All we need is apply this mustard seed like faith.To that problem,
我们所要做的就是应用那么芥菜种子大的信心。
And Bible gives another very good illustration.
来做那些事情，那么这个圣经上呢，并没有给我们显现出这些事情。
Help us understand what does it mean by apply our faith.
那么圣经上并没有告诉我们如何来应用这些信心。
In Joshua, Book of Joshua.
约书亚书中呢提到
When Joshua wanted to cross the river of Jordan,
当约书亚要渡过约旦河的时候
Just before they crossed that river,
在过河之前呢
And the Lord told Joshua,
神告诉约书亚说
He gave Joshua a promise.
他应许约书亚
And the God said, I will give you every place where you set your foot.
那么我讲你所到之处我将赐予你们
凡你脚掌所踏之地都必赐给你，
凡你脚掌所踏之地都必赐给你。
This is a promise，
这就是应许。
The promise said that wherever you set your foot in that place I will give to you。
那么凡你脚掌他这个应许说呢，凡你脚掌所踏之处我就赐给你。
But however if the place that you didn't set your foot on you're not going to gain that land，
但是呢你脚掌未踏之地你这不能得到。
And then we can see this picture of apply the sole of our foot to a piece of land。
我们是不是看到了这样一幅图画呢？这是如何应用这个信心的？
And this land is the word of God。
那么这所踏之地就是神的应许。
And the sole of our foot touched that land。
我们脚掌所踏之地就是这是神的应许。
This is about exercise of faith，
这就是来行使我们的信心。
Before they want to cross the river，
在他们过河之前呢，
God said that get your priests in line，
神说你将你的祭司就是排成队，
carry that ark，
带着约柜。
When the foot of the priest touch the waterof the river of Jordan，
祭司的脚刚刚踏上约旦河的水，
and this river was probably separated，
约旦河即断流。
And that was exactly what happened，
那正是当时所发生的事情。
As soon as the priest who carried the ark of the Lord set foot in the Jordan， the water flowed downstream was cut off。
那么就是抬约柜的祭司们当脚掌刚刚踏上约旦河的水，约旦河即刻断流。
This is a picture of how do we apply our faith，
这就是一幅图画，我们当如何应用我们的信心。
We have this promise，
我们有很多应许。
Promise from God，
神这些应许来自于神。
Told us the water will be separated，
告诉我们什么被分开。
But we have to set our foot on that water。
这个应许告诉我们水即将分开，但是呢，我们必须我们的脚掌踏上这个约旦河的水，这个水才能够分开。
Until that happens，
直到这个事情，你的脚掌踏上这个地方
，that water will be separated。
这个水就一定能够分开。
However，
然而呢
，if you stand on the bank of the river of Jordan，
然而呢，如果你待在约旦河岸上
，you look at that water，
不动而仅仅观看
，and there's no way through，
那么不可能能过得去约旦河。
And you stood on the bank，
你人站在约旦河岸
，and you pray，
你们就只有祈祷
，Lord open this water。
主啊，请给我断流吧。
Maybe you say let's have a revival meeting。
我们是不是来开一个复兴会呢？
After the meeting, the Lord will open the waters。
那么这个会开会以后，神就会自动的将水断流了。
Brother and sister, the Lord has given the promise。
弟兄姊妹们，神已经给我们应许了。
And to stand on this promise, we need to set our foot on the water。
如何是应许实现呢？我们只有脚掌踏进水，才能够使这个应许得以实现。
If we do not，
如果我们不这样做呢
？Lift our foot，
那么我们的脚掌远离水面。
Then touch on that water。
那么我们不如果不来踏脚掌不踏水的话
，We may never experience。That promise，
我们永远不能够经历神的应许。
This is very true，
这是实在的。
It's very true in our life，
那么这是特别实在的。
The Bible has full of promises，
神充满了这个圣经充满了应许。
And we have many difficult and challenges in front of us，
那么我们面临着许多的挑战。
How do we
go forward?
我们如何来才能前行呢？
We need to take a piece of word of God.
我们要从圣，就是说哪怕一部分的神的话语。
And we set off your bonnet.
只要是我们的脚掌所踏这个水面。
And then you see the problem will become smaller and smaller.
那么当我们来应用神的应许的时候，应用我们的信心，我们来做的时候，事情就是困难就会越来越小。
So how do we gain this confidence?
我们如何来得到这样的信心呢？
How can we put our feet into that water?
我们怎么使我们的才能把我们脚掌踏进水面呢？
It's not as easy as a saying.
这并非简单之事。
It's very easy for us. You have to just step on the waters.
那么我们说起来容易，做起来这很难。
But we know reality is very difficult.
尤其是在现实当中，确实是很困难。
Imagine Peter was standing on the boat.
想一想吧，彼得在船上的时候。
And the boat was on the stormy sea.
那么大海中有暴风。
And there's a lot of winds and a lot of waves.
那么风大浪急
，and all of a sudden there is someone coming toward the boat.
突然间呢，有人朝向这个船行走了过来。
Disciples are all very fearful.
所有的使徒都很害怕。
And they thought it's a ghost.
他们认为是神是鬼。
And there's a lot of wind, there's a lot of waves.
那么这么多的风浪
，all of a sudden there's a voice from that person.
竟然有一个人在那讲话。
The voice coming over said.It's me. It's me.
那这个声音说是我是我。
Brother and sister, this is the most precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道这是最宝贵的圣名。
Sometimes we're in such a turmoil.
有时候我们真是处于一片糟糕之中。
We hear a lot of winds and waves.
我们听到风浪。
But did you hear the Lord saying?
是不是听到神的话语了呢
？It was me.
是我。
And this Peter is, we're very grateful that Peter all of a sudden hear that.
很感谢主啊，就是彼得呢突然间听到是那个声音，是我的声音。
And Peter said, Lord, if it is you,
彼得就说，那么主啊，要真是你的话
，You let me go to your side,
就让我到你跟前
，And let me walk on the waters.
那么让我也在水面行走。
Then there's a voice coming from that person.
然后从那声音而来，声音又从那人而来。
The voice said, "Come."
说过来吧。
And this time, the Peter stepped out of the boat and set his foot on waters.
此时彼得呢就脚掌踏水。
And he walked on the waters.
他在水面上行走。
He's doing something impossible.
他在做一件不可能的事情。
So, brother and sister, what's the secret here?
弟兄姊妹们，秘密何在呢？
How can we set our foot on that stormy waters?
他怎么能够脚踏风高浪急的海面呢？
Is it because Peter has a mountain of faith?
是不是因为彼得有山一样大的信心呢？
It's not.
No, no.
The only reason Peter can walk on water that day.
那么彼得那当日能够在水面行走的唯一的原因就是
because he heard, he saw the Lord.
他听到了，他也看到了神。
He first saw the Lord.
他首先看到了神。
He saw someone coming toward that.
他首先看到了有人朝向他走来。
He saw the Lord.
他看到了主。
Then he heard the Lord.
然后他又听到了主的话语。
And he obeyed the Lord.
不光听到，他还遵行了神的话语。
And he walked on the waters.
这样他才能够在水面上行走。
Brothers and sisters, it is same today.
弟兄姊妹们，今日也是如此。
Jesus.Is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
耶稣过去是现在是以后将来永远是我们的主。
Today we can do things that we cannot do.
今天我们 能够就能够靠着耶稣，我们就能做我们不能够做的事情。
If we can first see the Lord，
那么如果我们能够首先看到主的话
，If you read the Bible，
你如果你读圣经的话
，All those people that has done something impossible，
所有做了一些不可思议的事情的人呢
？It is because they first saw the Lord。
都是首先他们看到了主。
Abraham saw the Lord。
亚伯拉罕看到了主。
Moses saw the Lord。
摩西也看到了主。
Isaiah saw the Lord。
以赛亚也看到了主。
Ezekiel saw the Lord。
以西结也看到了他的主。
At some point in their life, they saw the Lord。
在他们的生命当中，他们与主，他们看到了。
This is what we need.
这就是我们所需要的。
This is why we gather together.
这也是我们为什么在一起聚集。
This is why we study His word.
这就是为什么我们要学习神的话语。
Not because we want more knowledge.
不是因为我们需要更多的知识。
Because we want to see the Lord.
是因为我们想要看到神。
Especially in our daily life.
那么尤其是在我们日常生活当中
in our home,
在我们家庭当中
in our marriage,
在我们的婚姻当中
in our workplace,
在我们职场上
in the everyday situations,
那么在我们日常的情况当中
when the situation look like a stormy sea,
当这个我们的周围的情况如同风高浪急的海面
We must be able to see the Lord.
我们一定要首先看到神。
If we do not see the Lord,
如果我们不看到我们的神的话
，then all this Bible knowledge will not be able to help us.
圣经上的任何知识都是空亏一筹。
I think we all have this experience.
我想我们每个人都有这样的经历。
No matter how many Bible knowledge we have,
不管我们有多少圣经的知识。
They're not enough to remove the mountain.
都不足以使大山挪移。
What we need is be able to see the Lord.
我们所需要的，这是看到主。
Then we can hear the Lord.
然后呢，我们才能够听见主的声音。
And we obey the Lord.
我们才能够遵循主的话语。
Then we do something that we cannot imagine doing.
只有如此，我们才能够做我们所不能做的事。
But something very strange happened.
但是有时候呢，很奇怪的事情会发生。
Peter was walking on that waters.
彼得在海面行走的时候。
But all of a sudden,
突然间呢。
He began to see the winds and waves.
那么他这个时候又看到了周围的风浪。
And he began to sink.
那么这时候呢，就开始了下沉。
Was the winds there before?
那么在这之前没有风吗
？Was the wave there before?
那么在这之前他没看到浪吗
？The wind and waves were always there.
风浪在这之前就已经存在了。
But before that point, Peter was focused on the Lord Jesus.
那个时候他为什么没沉呢？因为他专注于神。
He looked at Jesus.
他看着耶稣。
He heard His voice.
他专注听耶稣的声音。
He obeyed His command.
他遵循主的教导。
At that time, he didn't see the winds and did not see the waves.
当时呢，他就不见风浪。
So he walked on the waters.
只有那样，他才可以在海面行走。
The moment he take his eye off the Lord Jesus，
那他当他的目光离开了神那一刻呢
？He began to see the winds and waves again。
他就马上开始就能够看到那么周围的风浪了。
Then he began to sink。
那么看到不光看到风浪，而且要下沉。
This is also our experience as well.
这也正是我们的经历。
We often t take our eyes away from the Lord Jesus.
我们常常目光偏离神。
And we look at our problems.
我们常常目光偏离耶稣，而看我们的问题。
We look at all those winds and waves.
光看这个风浪。
And we didn't focus on the Lord Jesus.
不专注耶稣。
Therefore, our experience has been a sinking experience all the time.
那么这样的经历就是下沉沉沦的经历。
We often was sunk into the waters.
我们常常坠海。
This is what our enemy wants us to do.
这正是我们的仇敌所要做的。
He wants us to look at our environment.
我们仇敌愿意让我们看到我们周围的环境。
He wants us to look at the winds.
他让我们看到周围的风。
He didn't want us to look at Lord Jesus.
他不希望我们来看专注于耶稣。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
today all we need is a fresh look of our Lord Jesus.
今日弟兄姊妹们，今日我们所需要的就是看专注于这个崭新的耶稣。
When we look at our Lord,
当我们看我们的主的时候，
and He is the author,
他就是
perfecter of our faith.
他就是我们信心的作者，这是就创始成终的人。那一位
，It's not us to build on our faith.
那么不是我们自己来建立我们自己的信心。
It's the Lord that is author of our faith.
那么主神才是我们这个信心的创始者。
The faith in Peter, which allowed Peter to step out of the boat, is authored by Jesus.
彼得的信，彼得能够这个立船在海面行走的信心。死于耶稣。
When Peter walked on the waters,
那么彼得在海面行走时呢？
Every step is caused by his faith, that is continuous support by Jesus.
那么彼得在海面行走的时候，在海面行走的每一步都靠耶稣话语的支持。
And Jesus will complete that faith.
那么耶稣才能够完成这个信心。
Let Peter continue to walk until he reached the Jesus.
那么是只有如此，这个彼得才能够来到主跟前。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way we walk on this earth.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们在这个世上当行的方式。
Focus our eyes upon Jesus.
专注耶稣。
We see the Lord, we can do things.Which are impossible.
那么看，只有专注于耶稣，我们才能够使那不可能的事成为可能。
Brothers and sisters, we're living in a very challenging time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们在一个充满挑战的世界当中，现在。
And we don't know what is ahead of us.
我们也更不知道我们前面当如何。
What we might encounter in front of us may be very stormy.
我们不知道我们的将来，但是也许会是很具有风暴的。
And we must be able to see the Lord.
我们一定要专注于耶稣。
Last month, I had opportunity to go to China.
上个月呢，我们有一个机会回中国大陆去。
And I was invited to speak in a conference.
我要在一个这个会议上做一个演讲。
And this is a conference of the business people in China.
这就是这个会呢是商业活动的一个会。
No, it's a Christian conference, but attended by Christian brothers who are doing business.
这个会呢是就是基督徒企业家的会议。
And the conference is supposed to be held at Hangzhou.
当时这个会呢应该在杭州召开。
But only 2 days before I was supposed to leave U.S., I got an email saying that the location has changed.
那么就在离美之前的两天，才接到了一个email 说，那么会议地址有变更。
They have changed from Hangzhou to Jiaxing.
他们从杭州迁到了就Jiaxing.
It's about an hour differences.
那大概一个小时的路程。
So I arrived in Pudong Airport.
我到了浦东机场以后呢
，and there was someone gave me a ride.
有人在我
go to 嘉兴
到嘉兴去。
So I stayed in the hotel overnight.
但那一夜呢，就在旅馆里面住。
In the second day, I was having breakfast.
第二天吃早饭的时候呢
，And I saw a sister I knew.
看到了一位我认识的姊妹。
And she told me that we have about an hour, and we need to move to different city.
她说呢，我们大概需要一个来小时的时间，又要挪到换到另外一个地方去。
And so we're going to move at 9 o'clock, so please get your luggage ready.
那么大概一个小时之内我们就要走了，你把行李准备一下吧。
I'm not going to tell you where we're going to go, but just get ready.
没法跟你讲到哪去，但是呢，请做准备吧。
So after an hour, and I pack my luggage and get on a bus, and we moved to different city.
一个小时以后呢，我们就到另外一个城市去了。
And it's about another hour of bus ride.
大概一个小时的车程。
Then we arrived at a city called Wujiang.
那么这个时候呢，我们来到了吴江。
It's not a province.
这不是一个省。
This is another province than 浙江。
这是另外一个省的一个城市。
江苏
的吴江。
They say that you cannot check in yet, so but we're going to find a room you can rest there.
还在车上的时候就说你现在我们会找一个这个房间，给你找一个房间在那儿休息。
But you cannot check in.
但是现在呢，你不能够在那登记。
So we wait for a few hours, and finally we check in the hotel.
等了几个小时以后呢，这个时候最后呢，我们才登记到在旅馆登记了。
And at 6 o'clock, I got another phone call. Said, "Can you pack your bag? And we need to move you to another hotel."
6点来钟的时候呢，就又接到电话说，您是不是要准备一下你行李？我们要到另外一个地方。
So they packed my bag the third time, moved to another hotel.
第三次来换地方。
And that evening we have a two meetings at that hotel.
那么我们在那个旅馆里面呢，我们有两个meeting.
And second day, Saturday morning, when we arrived at the hotel, then the whole place was sealed.
第二天呢，我们到另外一个旅馆的时候呢，原先那个地方就是完全给围起来了。
And they don't allow us to meet again.They do not allow.
他们就是我们不是原来的地方，是我们刚刚到一个地方去，星期六刚刚到一个地方去，这个但是呢，很快这个地方就围起来了，不让我们在那聚会。
And there's no official explanation for that, but the only hotel said that we cannot accommodate you anymore.
并非官方的官方并未有官方的解释，但是呢，旅馆告诉我们，他们没法让我们在那开这个会议。
And there are about 300 brothers and sisters come from all parts of China.
大概有来自全国各地的300个弟兄姊妹们。
And but we can't meet again.
我们就没法在那开会了。
And later, after an hour, and they rented 6 buses.
大概一个小时以后，他们租了6部汽车。
And they were just arrange the speakers on different buses.
他们就是在那，这是每不同的车上安排了6个讲员。
And so we would get all the people on the buses, then we headed for Taihu.
那么我们就是所有人登车以后呢，我们就朝着驶向了这太湖。
And so we can have some fellowships and testimonies and worship in the bus.
我们因此呢，就那样做呢，我们就可以在车上来有交流、有敬拜。
And finally, we got to 太湖。
后来最后呢，到了太湖。
And there's a big reception.Reception area.
有一个呢，就是招待处比较大的招待处。
And so we like to have a lunch there.
我们原先想在那儿吃午饭。
So they set up about 30 different tables, and we all sat down. And we even saw the appetizers served.
那么摆了大概30张桌，摆了很多桌子。我们就看到了，就是一切都准备好了。我们甚至看到就是早点。
钱财。
哦，我钱财。OK。
And all of a sudden that the conference coordinator said that sorry that today we cannot have lunch.
突然间两个人就说了，哎呀，我们今天没法吃午饭了。
And because that place they've got some information direction that they cannot serve us even for lunch.
就是因为什么呢？因为呢，就是有就是原先所需要用的地方招待的地方呢，告诉我们说他们没法供我们在那进午餐。
Yeah, there was a car following us all along.
就是那我们所车队所在之处后面总是有人跟着。
And they told us it's a black car.
他们说是一个黑车。
And there are, you know, some high-tech equipment inside that car.
当然在那个车里面有高科技的东西在。
So at that time that we realized we're not going to be able to meet again because of the situation.
因此呢，我们当时就感觉到就是我们没法，因为现实情况我们没法再聚会了。
There are people determined not to allow us to meet.
因为有人就是说看起来定下来就不让我们再聚会。
So they announced that this may be the end of our program.
所以我们就当时呢就报告说我们就这次 conference 就到此为止了。
And all of a sudden the place became quiet.
突然间呢就是一切归于平安，平静，
安静，
归于安静。
They realized that there's a realization that this is it.
那么我们当时呢就认为就这样了。
But nobody stood up, nobody moved.
没有人动，没有人说话，没有人站起来。
And just very quiet.
很静。
And later then someone started singing a song.
就是这个时候有人就开始唱歌了，唱诗。
And it's a quiet song and then begin.Brother and sister follow in a quiet way.
那么这是一支安静曲，弟兄姊妹以安静的方式，轻声唱了起来。
And the place is full of peace.
这个地方就充满了平安。
And filled with the presence of the Lord.
那么你感觉到神的同在。
And it's very funny, you see that there's a lot of hotel people standing there watching and.This happening.
很滑稽。那么这个旅馆前面有很多人在看。
And then one sound ends, then there's another sound coming.
那么一曲终了，另外又有弟兄姊妹在唱另外一支曲子。
And this is go on for a while.
好长时间都是这样。
And the brothers and sisters just want to linger around that moment.
弟兄姊妹只是想在那种环境当中多待一会儿。
And to enjoy that presence.
来享受这个景象。
And finally, I saw a hotel representative, you know, came to talk to our organizer again.
最后呢就是说旅馆的这个负责人呢又来找我们的这个会议主持人。
Then our coordinator told us that we cannot even stay any longer.
联络人呢又告诉我们，我们连待在那儿也不可以。
And therefore, then we were scattered again, and we actually spent the rest of the day to tour the Taihu.
所以呢，就是我们实际上我们就开始分开，那么就在那个地方，就在太湖啊，来。真正的观光了。
But during the time, there's a lot of worship, a lot of fellowship, and a lot of very good discussion between brothers and sisters.
在这个过程当中呢，就有很多这个交通，有很多这个交谈。那么弟兄姊妹都很喜欢。
So by the end of the day, we have a dinner in a restaurant.
都很喜欢他们这样的经历。在晚上最后呢，我们在一个饭店里面吃晚餐的时候呢
，You cannot tell that we actually did not have a conference。
那么吃我们最后在一个地方吃晚餐，实际上呢这次这次会议呢没有真正的开成。
But you see the brother and sister are filled, all filled with joy.
但是弟兄姊妹呢都觉得我们开了一个很好的会。
And one brother saying that this time the Lord has arranged a very good sanctuary for us together.
那么有一个弟兄就提到，那么这次呢，主为我们安排了一个很好的敬拜堂。
And that sanctuary is His creation.
那么这就是这个敬拜堂呢，就是他神的创造。
So therefore, when we do get together, it's not that we want to hear a message.
因此，当我们聚会的时候、聚集的时候呢，并非一定要来听一个信息。
Although that we do treasure the time that we have this fellowship and sharing.
当然，我们会讲这个我们的交通，那么做我们宝贵的时光。
The most important thing is not to hear someone speak, is able to see the Lord.
更重要的呢，并非来听一篇讲道，更重要的这是来看到神，见到神。
Although we didn't have messages in April.
尽管我们没有形式上的一个信息。
But we saw the Lord.
但是我们却是看到了神。
We saw the Lord's work among those 300 Christians.
我们看到了神在这三百多位基督徒身上的这个所作所为。
And those 300 Christians, they become a testimony.
这三百多个基督徒呢，就成为这个见证的一部分。
They can through that event can testify the glorious Lord.
通过这件事情呢，他们看到了神的荣耀。
No one will complain about the circumstances.
没有一个人抱怨当时的情况。
No one wants to leave early.
没有一个人想早离开一步。
Everyone follow the conference arrangement.
人人都遵循会议的安排。
And no one really argue with official or any hotel people.
没有一个人来和这个旅馆里面的人或者饭店里面的人来吵架。
And they don't want us here, then we go somewhere else.
如果他们不让我们在那儿呢，我们就到另外一个地方。
They don't want us to be in the restaurant, then we go to other place.
那么不让我们到在饭店里面，我们就挪从那个地方离开。
At all time, with joyful heart.
所有的时间，我们都有一个欢喜的心境。
And this is what the Lord has done.In our life.
这就是神在我们生活当中所作所为。
In front of us may be a very stormy period.
我们的前面也许会有风暴。
If we only see winds and waves.
当我们只见是风浪和风暴的话。
No Bible teaching can save us.
无论何种这个圣经的查经都难以使我们得救。
The only one way that can save us.
那么使我们得救的唯一的途径则是
just looking onto Jesus.
专注于神。
His author and perfecter of our faith.
那么这就是我们的信心。专注于耶稣。
Then we should be found doing impossible.
只有专注于耶稣，我们才能够做难以做的事。
The history of church is history of impossible being done.
教会的历史就是不可能而为之的历史。
And we are in no way different.
我们没有也不例外。
We pray the Lord will encourage us.
我们祈祷神来鼓励我们。
In any circumstances.
无论在何种情况下。
Look unto Jesus.
都要专注于耶稣。
If we can see the Lord.
如果我们能够看到耶稣。
If we can hear the Lord,
如果我们能够听到主的话语
，If we can obey what we're hearing,
如果我们能够遵循神的教导
，We will be doing impossible.
我们就能做世上难成的事。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning allow us to fellowship together in your presence.
主啊，感谢你给我们这样的机会，我们一起来交通。
We pray that all of us would come into your presence.
愿我们都能够在你的与你的同在。
And realize that looking unto Jesus